He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. And this year, Arrowhead Update for Friday, October 9th. We've got Chiefs and Bears coming at you this Sunday from Arrowhead Stadium. We're looking at things to watch for, and you want to talk about Alex Smith coming off one of the best games of his career.
It was. Statistically speaking, it was the best game of his career. And I got lost, and a lot of people don't remember that because it came in a loss. And people don't really care what happens when it comes in a loss. But if you want to see improvement and development from the offense, particularly that passing offense, we saw it last week against the Bengals. Now, they struggled in the red zone. We've talked about it all week. But 386 passing yards for Alex Smith last week, the most in his career. And you look at what he's done so far this season. Granted, I know the team is 1-3, but Alex is on pace for more than 4,400 yards passing, which will be 1,000 more than he's had in his best year of his career, which is set back in 2013, where he threw for over 3,300. It would actually be the second best season in Chiefs franchise history, trailing only Trent Green, who we know threw for all kinds of yards back in the day. But when you talk about something to watch for in this game, he's going up against the Bears defense. It's been pretty stingy against the pass. They're allowing just 189 yards passing through their first four games, but they do have some injuries in that defensive backfield. McManus, their nickelback, is a little banged up right now. Antrell Roll, a veteran in the backfield, he's also banged up. We don't know what their status is going to be. Who steps in for them? That's going to be definitely something to watch for as Alex Smith and this passing offense and this offense in general tries to improve upon what they could do or what they did against Cincinnati, hopefully put some points on the board.
One of the biggest storylines this offseason was the coming of Jeremy Maclin. Alex Smith got a new number one receiver. And you've seen in the past 2 weeks back-to-back outputs of more than 100 yards. That's what you want to see.
It is. And the interesting thing is when Maclin signed here, when you talk about fantasy value and fantasy perspective, a lot of people thought that Maclin's value was going to drop. Right now, he's on pace for almost 1,600 yards receiving, which would be the best season for a Chiefs receiver in franchise history in terms of yards. And right now, the leader's 1,392 yards. It was set by Derek Alexander all the way back in 2000. Maclin is absolutely killing it. Chiefs offense has 58 plays this season of 10 yards or more. That's tied them for fifth best in the NFL. Maclin has 14 of them, and those come all throughout the game. They've been finding those chunk plays, which was something that we talked about this offseason, Pete.
You mentioned Derek Alexander in 2000. I was a younger man back then, a mere boy. Now, moving on to the Bears, Alshon Jeffrey, he's returning for the first time since week one. That'll be huge for this Bears team.
Pete, you're going to make me feel old. I was standing in the stands back in 2000, but one guy who's not very old, Alshon Jeffrey, and he's been killing it for the Chicago Bears when he's been out on the field. Last 2 years, 2,500 yards receiving, 17 touchdowns. He's been hurt. He's coming back from that hamstring injury. They think he's going to be ready to go, and Sutton has to teach his defensive backs that even though you feel like you've got a guy covered and normally the quarterback's not going to throw the ball to him because he is covered, that's not necessarily the case with Cutler and Jeffrey. So you've got to stay plastered on him. You've got to be aware the ball could be thrown at any time, and Jeffrey is definitely somebody to watch out for in this game.
One of the bigger aspects also of this game comes with special teams, and the Chiefs have special teams coordinator Dave Tope. He used to be with the Bears. This is kind of a little bit of an extra storyline headed into this game.
Yeah, I asked him about that on Thursday, and he said to me kind of weird. He's never gone back up against a former team like that, so it's definitely going to mean something to him. But another thing that I asked him about was just when he's breaking down the Chicago Bears and what our special teams units can do against them, do they go back and watch what other teams have done and found success with, or do they try to find their own thing and just make it work? And he said they watch everything. They see what teams have been successful with, and one thing that we've seen from the Chicago Bears kickoff coverage unit is that they haven't been very successful at stopping teams. If you're looking for that one game-changing play that may not come on offense or defense, something the Chiefs have notoriously been very good at, particularly at home, definitely look towards special teams. Dave Tobe, I know he's got a little something extra having spent all those 8 years in Chicago.
So there you have it. The players to watch, Alex Smith, Jeremy Maclin, and Alshon Jeffrey. And keep an eye on that special teams. A lot of good stuff from BJ Kissel. For BJ, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update for Friday, October 9th.
65 toss power trap.